You know, we survived the demolition. That's always kind of the big, you know, flurry right at the beginning of a bridge removal. So it's a lot of excitement and significant change in the sight lines. But then once that's down, and that went pretty well, it was over a weekend, and now they're just kind of in that steady as she goes. They're driving the foundation piles, so they're driving, you know, steel down so that they can get some forms ready to eventually pour concrete for the abutments. They're going to be pouring some concrete soon for the pier footings, so that the pier in the middle, in the median there. So some good progress, but, you know, for now it'll just be sort of the normal traffic. You know, there's a detour for folks that want to, if they're coming one direction and want to get to the opposite side of the bridge, you know, they just need to go east a little further and get off at 56, and then they can come north or south and use one of the county roads there to connect, say, to the country club or one of those places. And then if they're coming west, the detour is a little easier because it's just a short drive past the bridge to the next bridge. You can cross over and get back. And so I think people have sort of, you know, blended it into their routine. And, you know, down the road in the coming months, we'll probably see some short-term ramp detours from time to time where they'll have to repave some of the ramps. And I think one or two they have to reconstruct. So there'll be some short-term ramp detours there, but just single ramps. So it'll be some inconvenience, but not too bad. And then there is some work planned on the bridge further to the west, just on the ramp. There's some concrete that's breaking down on Highway 56. There is your exit, and they're going to be needing to repair that at some point here in June. We'll let folks know once they have their schedule, but it'll probably be like a one-day adjustment there, so the detour may get a little longer for a single day, but it shouldn't be too much beyond that. Probably one day to put the concrete in and another day to finish it, so that was a little unforeseen, but it was close enough that we could maybe get the work done as well. But that'll be something that we'll keep folks posted on in the days and weeks ahead.